I'd like to call out a regular meeting for the town of Brule, Monday, November 9th, 2020. Ms. Andre, can you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bujwa?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Nisler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rhodes?
Here. Recognitions, commendations, I don't have any. Approval of minutes for regular meeting, October 12th, 2020, there in your package. I'm not aware of any changes. Anybody have any changes? Do I have a motion to approve the minutes for October 12th, 2020?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Bujwa, second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Committee reports, Public Works Committee. I'll read the Public Works report real quick. Public Works update for October. Total rainfall, we had 3 rain events for 3.6 inches, no drainage problems. 2 named storms for October, with minor debris cleanup. 1 skate alarm, 0 out of compliance violations. We edged all the sidewalks throughout town. Our flood bypass pump is fully operational after outfitting with all the flanges and hoses. A draft of our LPDES permit has been issued for our review. We do it every 5 years. No incidents to report for our maintenance department for October. Upcoming flags were put out today, and will fly through Thanksgiving. Republic bulk pickup started today. It'll be this throughout this week. Our Republic extra pickup will be November 27th. And Christmas decoration install will begin the week after Thanksgiving. So that's our Public Works report. Under that Public Works report, too, I have not talked to Pee-wee about our additional pickup, so we'll discuss that once I talk to Pee-wee and get his opinion on it.
I saw Entergy was in my neighborhood, they were changing out meters, that's the new smart meters?
Yep.
Yeah.
I assume that's correct. I thought they were going to start with a couple neighborhoods.
It was vastly different looking, I mean, it fit the same, but they...
It must be.
Popped it out and popped it in, and...
Because electricity went off.
On Gleason today, guy knocked on my door, said, "I'm changing meter, going to be out of power for about 30 seconds."
Oh, well, maybe so. As we had talked the other day, I assumed that they were going to do just the new construction and start on Fairview is what I was...
That's water. That's water. They changed mine.
Gotcha, that's right. I'm sorry, that's right, we talked about water.
I saw another van around, maybe St. Francis.
Yep, okay.
Different meter.
Yeah.
All right, consider LA1 south entry sign along LA1. In your packet, you have the 3 different prices for the sign. I did not get a picture of the sign from Cypress Graphics. We were supposed to get that, and I did not get that. So the price is what we have. The guy at Cypress Graphics looked at our sign on the front end of town via Google Maps and knows exactly what our sign should look like. What I'd suggest if we go with that bid, that we get a picture up front before we approve him to go with it.
Right.
So I can get the picture, and then we can all take a look at it and move from there. So they did come in with the lowest bid at the $7,400. Based on the brick look, if you look at the design fab page, I'm expecting it to look like the bottom picture. Guys, look at the design fab page. Didn't we all agree on that picture?
Yeah.
Yes.
So when I get the picture, I expect it to look very similar, except we're going to have the same writing as we have on the front sign.
And matching.
Yeah, we'll match them. Now, it'll be a little smaller. So if we go with that, lower bid, then I'll make sure we get the brick, and it looks just like that picture. And I'll let you guys know from there if there's any difference.
Do you want approval pending submittal of the picture?
Yes, sir.
I move.
So I got a motion that we go with Cypress Graphics for the $7,400 by Mr. Nisler, pending a picture from them to match the one we have on the front.
Second.
You got a second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council?
The oak tree is going to look like the other oak tree, correct?
Yeah, we're going to match the front sign. I'll take a picture and make sure he has that picture. All right, any other comments? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. I will get back to you guys as soon as I hear from them. Thanks for that. Planning and Zoning Committee, consider application for variance for 3016 Orleans Quarters, Charles Holmes, non-compliance section 19.31.1, zoning district R1 side setback to reduce the setback from 10 feet to 4 feet to build an accessory structure. You want to come up to this mic over here? Okay, yeah, that's perfect. You want to, here's a pointer. Blaine, can you hand him that pointer? Just in case you might need it. Got it in there? We all have pictures if you don't have it, but see if you can find it. You can start, just right at the microphone.
I don't have it.
Okay.
I went ahead and poured concrete, and I was talking to Mr. Sandham about getting the building permit, and that's when I was informed about the 10-foot setback. I'm trying to build a shop on the back of my property, additional property that I purchased behind the Orleans Quarter. And the main reason I need it to be where it is because I have a fence going down the side of my house. And I plan on using it for boat storage. And just if I, you know, if I build the shop any further over, there's no way I'd be able to back my boat in. And, you know, I'd have to basically hit my fence with my truck just to get my boat into my shop.
Can you just state your name and your address, just for the record?
What's your address?
3016 Orleans Quarter Drive. I'm not sure if you have that in the letter, but I got approval from my neighbor to sign a sheet.
And that's on the north side of Orleans, where they bought the property from Richard.
That's correct. All right, and you went to Planning Commission and it came back? They approved it? Yeah. All right, any questions for Mr. Holmes? With that, do I have a motion to approve to reduce the setback from 10 feet to 4 feet so you can build an accessory structure at 3016 Orleans Quarters?
I move.
Motion by Mr. Richard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Good to go. Consider cooperative endeavor agreement with West Baton Rouge Parish for permitting and inspections. Hopefully you guys got what I emailed you today. I emailed a spreadsheet showing the reduction in the fees based on our current fees that we charge if we go to 75-25 with the parish. I also sent you the intergovernmental service agreement that we had signed 5 years ago, give or take, and it expires in 2021. So this would replace that 2021 agreement.
Send that to me.
I got the signed copy. You told me you already had the copy. You just didn't have the signed copy. I might not send it to you, but I got the signed copy.
What I've got, though, is from 2005.
She sent me the more recent one that expires in 2021.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I also sent you a spreadsheet from the parish on how they update their permitting. They do it once a month. I'm going to suggest if we go with this cooperative endeavor that anytime we have a new permit, that we get notified if someone shows up there to file for a permit in Brule. But they'll still come here and talk to Shane initially and then go to the parish for complete permitting. They come here, and Shane does the due diligence on Brule side, and then everything else goes through the parish, yes.
They still have to physically.
Yes. And the problem, the parish is asking for this. They want it. They want everything, because it does kind of tend to pose some issues with people going back and forth. I talked to Tom today. My suggestion is, once this goes, that we change all of our permitting fees to match the parish permits. The reason being is if you go to get a building permit for a new house, We charge a fee, and then we don't charge for subs that come in, the parish will. And there's a few things, if you read my email, there's a few things in there that the parish charges for that we don't charge. So if there's such a thing as offsetting some of the money that we may not make up in permitting, that could offset it. We're only talking $2,000 or so if you look at the permit that we did for you guys today. So that's just kind of a broad explanation of what we have in front of us. We talked last week about maybe changing the term. Instead of 5 years, maybe lowering it. We can do that. But I'm in favor of doing this. We don't have the ability or the resources to do what they do, and we really appreciate the parish doing what they do for us.
But we have the resources to continue to do what we do now.
The parish does that
and
for us.
With this, the parish will still do our inspections, the fourth stage inspections.
Absolutely.
On residential.
So Mayor, I do have a few comments, and you had sent the agreement from, it was dated June 14th of 2016. Mm-hmm. And if you compared the agreement that was signed then to the one that's being proposed to us, there's some significant differences in it. Did anyone recognize those differences?
Well, for sure the 75-25 is a big difference.
That's one.
And another difference is they want the whole project, right?
Well, yes. Yes and no. I mean, so everything under Article 1, under 1.3, 4, and 5, have all changed significantly, right? And that's a little bit about the 75-25. There's also another addition, I guess, that was added, where it refers to the minimum of a part-time building inspector, where the previous one says a inspector. So it gives the appearance that they could add multiple ones because it's a minimum of one, right? And then when we look at, and Tom corrected me last meeting, and so I'm going to pardon my ignorance again because I'm not certain what the whereas entails, but when we read it and it says that the town and the parish is serious about sharing the cost, and then we talk about a minimum of that being one building inspector. I know
you're getting all wrapped around the whereases and the minimum. What they're saying is right now they have at least a minimum of a part-time inspector.
Right.
Now, what that means is if they hire a full-time inspector in the future, that's not going to change our dollar contribution. Our 75-25 is going to stay the same.
Right.
Nothing in here says the sharing of the costs and the minimum of a part-time is all kind of the environment that this agreement is made in. The real money thing is the 75-25.
Right.
There's nothing else in there that has any impact on the sharing of permitting fees. It's just the 75-25.
Right.
There's nothing in here that bootstraps us into anything beyond that.
Right. So why not strike that language? Because it is explicit and it's not implicit, and it says that there's a cost. Now, I understand it's under the whereas, as you have indicated before, but if the town is not going to be culpable for any cost, then strike that language.
Well, you're not protecting yourself in any way, shape, or form by striking that language.
Uh-huh.
All the whereas, if you take a look at any of our ordinances that we pass, take a look at accommodations. It is just to state what the facts on the ground are. It's not stating what you're agreeing to. It's just an acknowledgement by both parties that these are the facts that are leading to this agreement. It's not the agreement. Nothing in the whereases are the agreement. The agreement is after the now, therefore, and then the two articles. So the whereases are not contractual. The now, therefore, and then the two articles are contractual.
Okay. Again, yes, I didn't understand that, but I also didn't know why we would leave it in there. But I got it. I understand now. On the spreadsheet that was sent, and Mayor, I've looked at this briefly, so if I'm incorrect in my math, you'll have to help me with that, but you said the last two columns, one's paid to WBR, and the other one is a 75-25, right?
Right, so...
So explain to me what that means. What is paid to BR? Is that what the town would normally pay to them on 50%?
Right, that's our 50%, right?
And what is the 75-25?
75-25 would be using that same number.
And that's what we would be receiving?
That's the 20, no, that's the amount we would pay to the parish.
Okay, so...
So if we, let's say today we use this new agreement with the 75-25, that would be your final column.
You would pay them $34.46 rather than $23.12.
That's correct.
But that's on town fees.
That's on town fees today. That's not on if we adopt the new permit fees from the parish.
But that's also only for 9 months.
That's correct. Yeah, I just had Patricia run a quick spreadsheet just so we'd have some information.
So if you interpolate and add additional $400 for the other months, if you just, you know, assume we'd have the same amount for another four, you're looking at total of $1,534 annually.
Right. That would
increase.
That potentially,
on
right.
On top of the $23.12.
Potentially, that's right. So that's
so about almost $4,000.
Right. That's assuming that we're not going to increase that number based on the newer fees
right.
that we get from the parish
right.
because they are higher.
So the way it's reading now under the paid to WBR, that comes out of the total fees.
Yeah. So we collect all the fees and
right.
And, yeah.
But the 75-25 comes from the inspection fee rate, which is a little less. And if we stayed on the previous agreement at paying half, we would be in a sense paying the town or the parish $260 in lieu of $390. Is that correct? Because if that's the case, that would be half of the inspection fee, right?
Yeah, it would be half. Whatever the inspection fee is, it would be half.
So I don't necessarily see the benefit from the standpoint. It looks like it gives the appearance that we would be paying more going to the 75-25.
Initially, yes. The answer is that it's going to cost us more. Now,
well, why would we want to do that? And if, I mean, to me, if the fees are greater on the parish side, then should we look at adopting fees on the town side that would match that, and then we still pay half, and we would basically come out with a revenue and making money on this? And
I mean, we can definitely change our fees for sure to match the parish. We can't afford to do the work that the parish does.
Understood. And
so,
I don't think we want to do that.
Well,
either,
so
right?
Part of it we can't afford. The inspections we can't afford
right.
because that's a national code. It's very complicated, and it takes
yep.
you know, somebody that's really up on it to do those stages. But the actual initial application and what we're doing now, we can afford to do because we've been doing it.
Yeah.
The money is not as important to me. The additional money is the fact that if somebody calls me or a citizen has a question about somebody building something, they call the town hall and they get the answer from Shane or someone here. He doesn't have to call the parish to see what the status is on that specific. And I can always get an answer for him right then, or a citizen can. If we move everything up there, he may say, well, I need to contact the parish.
The citizens will still come here to Shane
right.
to fill out the building permit for the town of Brule.
But when they have a question, where do they go?
They
come back here?
They will call the parish.
They'll call
that's the whole idea, is to try to make
and
it a
how do we know what the parish is telling them? I mean,
yeah, that's the whole idea, is to make it a one-stop shop. So they come here, they fill out the permit. Once the permit's filled and Shane does his due diligence, it gets turned over to the parish, and they'll take it to finality at the parish. Now, if there's questions, Shane can pick up the phone and call. We get that report, that spreadsheet I sent you.
Yeah,
it shows the permits and how they go. Now, it's only monthly. We can request that we get that every week.
But it doesn't give the stages. It just gives the permits.
Yeah. But, I mean, we could get them to change that and move it to weekly.
I just like the idea that when I have a question, I can call here and get the answer.
He'll still have answers for all the permits in town.
And I can get
there's
them
no
quickly.
Doubt.
If
no
things
doubt.
Go up there, I'm not sure I'll be able to get it quicker.
So, Tom, have you looked at the previous contract from 2016?
No, I have not seen that. I think it would behoove us. The original one that was done in 2005, but I have not see subsequent. Anybody have a copy of it?
Right here. My suggestion would be for you to review it at least, just to see the difference in...
My suggestion would be we table this discussion till December, because I don't think anybody got a warm and fuzzy about the road we going down. Too many questions from multiple council members. Don't have all the data from the various contracts to see how they've changed through the years. And the one we in right now doesn't expire till next year. And we got time to get everybody a little more comfortable. I make the motion that we table this discussion till December.
I got a motion that we table our discussion on a cooperative endeavor. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Yes, sir.
I violated my own promise. I said I wasn't coming to any council meeting.
State your name.
I got permission to, because I listened to the recordings, and Mr. Daigle had the same concerns I have. These lads had the same concerns I have, so I feel like I got an opening to talk. And don't tell my wife I was here.
Please state your name.
And address.
Vance J. Norman Jr., 615 Leon Street, Brule, Louisiana.
Thank you.
This, I've heard, you know, I listened to the recordings, and I heard a proposal maybe a couple of months ago when it first came out. And my general comment is, this sounds like a solution that's looking for a problem. I don't know what happened in the last few years, but well, since we put this program in place, I don't recall Debbie or Wayne or Butch ever coming and saying somebody had a complaint about their building permits or the problems they had with it or anything like that. This thing was born because we had a terrible situation where we had an individual who was supposed to do inspections and he wasn't doing it. And Mr. Carroll and myself were getting complaints from contractors, and they basically said, you know, you ain't getting an inspection. I don't know if you know that. You're paying for one, but you ain't getting one. So we went to the parish, and Huey Moranto was like, worth his weight in gold, and he's licensed and all this other stuff, and the parish and us agreed that so we do that. I don't even know it's not on 16, but I know this started in 2004 or 3, something like that.
Five.
Okay, my bad. All right. Anyway, whenever it started, since then, it's been wonderful because there's been no problem. I agree with Mr. Daigle. There's no reason to take a revenue hit on this. There's no reason at all. You're not getting anything different. And when you look at the parish's ordinance, it says living area and accessory structure. It doesn't say anything about open area. When you figure in a building permit, if a house is, let's say, 1,500 living area, it might be 2,000 total. Well, we value the house at 1,500 times that 75 plus 30, I think it's $30 times the open area. And accessory structure is different. So, and also in our ordinances right now, if an accessory structure is less than 25,000 in valuation, you don't pay any building permit. The reason for that is, like the young man here, if he has a small structure and he wants to build that small structure, he comes to the town hall and he finds out he doesn't have to pay anything for a building permit, because people who come in and want to build really small stuff, like little sheds they buy from Lowe's or whatever, they don't have to pay that. All of that stuff is in our ordinances. Now, with regard to the notion that, you know, what happens if the parish abandons us and we have to get our own God? Well, I want to remind all of you that something you already know. The people in Brule already paying for that service. We already paying for it. We pay taxes. Everybody in the parish pays taxes. And the planning office at the parish is part of what the people in Brule pay for. So I don't know where that notion came from, and I doubt Pee-wee or anybody else would just say, well, we're going to pull the guy just to be teaching a lesson. I don't think that's going to happen. But I think one of the things I'm most concerned about is the loss of control, like Don was talking about. Person comes in for a building permit, and they used to sit down with Wayne, and I'm sure they sit down with Shane now. And they go over everything in detail. Now, we say that's going to happen again. But there are other ordinances that we have in the town, like low limits on trucks and swimming pools and all kinds of stuff. The parish is not going to go over with these guys on them and stuff. They're not going to go over with them. And if they're doing the inspection, they clearly say in the proposal here that they only go do inspections. That's it. They ain't gonna enforce anything else we got. So if you tell the person, well, go to parish, they handle all the permits, why would that person think to come to the town hall to ask any questions? Because they're like, you know, they've been told, go to parish. I think the loss of control is a big, big problem. And I can say from experience that there are several issues on our building permit that people, they have a reason why they don't want to do it, you know. And the best example is dumpsters. That's always controversial. And if either Shane or the mayor or somebody looks him in the eye and says, okay, you know, we're going to give you some slack on this, but I want you to understand this is the condition. Like we used to tell people all the time, okay, you don't want a dumpster, all right. But we're going to be passing by there every day, and if that thing gets messy, you're going to get a call from us to get a dumpster. You know, so that lack of control, that lack of involvement of the town is hard to explain, but it's very, very important. And the last comment I have is, if you make this change, you basically you got a lot of ordinances to write. The least of which is the ones that say this is with the fees for everything. You're going to have to change all of that because the fees, the parish is going to say this is the fee, and we already have an ordinance in place that says this is something different than the fees. So the whole chapter 16, which is the building regulations, I wouldn't say you got to veto the whole thing, but you pretty much just need to get rid of it, because if you turn everything over to parish, you don't really need it. So to repeat what I said from the beginning, I would have to ask, who has complained about this? Have there been any citizens that came and said, you know, this is BS what y'all are doing here. I want to, you know, I'm having a lot of problems with this, or the fees are too high, anything else. It sounds to me like a solution looking for a problem. And I just think it's not a good idea. You know, of course, I live in the wrong world. You know, you have an iPhone, it works fine, but they upgrade it and they turn it into a piece of garbage. So I guess if something works in this day and time, you're supposed to change it because it works. But I'm old, you know, and I'm just part of it. I'm just, if it works good, why mess with it? So those are my comments.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Just ask a quick question. I've kind of looked at the two. Was this something the parish sent us on their own initiative, saying that
they have? We had a meeting with them three or four months ago, okay, about them taking over all of the permitting in the parish from all of the municipalities.
Well, so they set out with all three municipalities?
All the municipalities, yep. Because
there are some changes here, and the biggest one is the sentence. Probably 85% of it is the same, okay?
Everything in Article 1, pretty much.
Nothing really changed on the first page. Go to the second page, the top whereas, they added the words, the minimum of,
yep,
in front of a part-time building inspector. They have on staff the minimum of. They added that, those three words.
Right.
Then the other stuff stays the same till you get down to paragraph 1.3. Existing 1.3 says the town shall from time to time request that the building inspector inspect buildings inside the corporate limits of the town, which means, hey, we start the process, mm-hmm, if we right need them. Okay? Well, this now says the town shall turn over all permitting,
exactly,
contracts, station, and inspections to the parish. So they want that.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Then the next change is in that paragraph 75-25, whereas now it's half and half. The other thing is paragraph 1.4. The existing one says the town shall maintain a building inspection form, and the inspector shall utilize the form supplied by the town in making town inspections. Once again, currently, we maintain the initiative. We get them involved. If we need an inspector, we give them our form. They got to use our form. This now says the town will direct all residents and contractors to the parish office for permitting new renovation or additional construction as well as scheduled inspection. So y'all are exactly right. It does take it from the town.
It does.
And then the only, and then, so you go to the last page, Article 2, 2.1, it changes what is now one half to 25%. And then it adds, everything else is the same, but it adds 2.3, which is kind of a limiting thing, just so I guess we and they understand that it's strictly limited to permitting and inspection services of residential and commercial buildings and individual sites. It doesn't mean that they're going to take over development services such as engineering reviews of proposed subdivisions or condemnation or premises complaint investigations and actions. But y'all are exactly right. It does.
Yep. They want it all.
They want it all.
I said that from the beginning.
Does that mean they're going to also verify if it's a correct zoning and look at the plans and see
we
if
do
they've
that
got
front.
The correct
we
setback?
Do, we'll still do that here. It'll just, we'll send them
so
back to the parish.
So then it wouldn't
office.
Be a one-stop shop.
This is silent on that. It doesn't say.
Well, and then now if they're doing all three.
Parish permit. Have any of y'all looked at a parish permit to see what it looks like? Yeah.
Yeah, it's confusing. It's not easy. I know. I've seen it. Yep.
That means the staff will have to be familiar with all three municipality zoning subdivision regulations also, so they've got a big learning curve.
I don't see anywhere in here that they're assuming responsibility for that.
We will do that here when they come for the initial permit.
It needs to stay here.
Yeah.
I have 2 cents worth. 2 cents. It's not connected to what y'all are saying, but in the past year, we have let Lamont's take over our insurance, which may or may not benefit. We put our occupational license requests online, and to me, this is just something else that the town has given to somebody else. But that's my 2 cents.
All right, so I have a motion and a second to table this. Any other discussion? Do we need roll call vote on that?
I would recommend.
Yeah, let's do roll call vote.
One.
Okay. Roll call vote real quick.
Me? Who are you starting with?
They calling our names out at the LMA board right now.
Oh.
Our award.
Yeah.
All right. Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
All right. Finance Committee, review budget to actual. It's in your package. Have any questions on it, let us know.
We're up about $100,000, huh?
Yep. Sales tax came in about the same this month, but last month it was much higher.
That's crazy.
Let's see. Consider avenue contract terms, beer and liquor permits. Kind of piggyback on what Ms. Bourgeois said. That's the Lamont's piece that we agreed to last time. But we did not agree to the liquor permits and beer permits because it wasn't in the contract. So Tom said that we needed to sign that. You guys are okay with it. They added that one little line at the bottom of the contract that's in your package. To initial that if avenue to process liquor permits as part of this contract. So
let me just tell you how this came up. After y'all approved the occupational license tax last month, whatever, about a week later, Patricia emailed this application for beer permit. After they looked at it, I'm like, why is avenue doing liquor permit? Oh, well, they said they'd do it as part of the agreement. I looked at the agreement. I said, they're not doing that. Our agreement is only for occupational license act. So I told her, I said, if the town wants them to handle that, then they need to send us a contract that has that in it. So what you have here is their occupational license tax agreement. At only thing that's different is the bottom of the first page that adds for a $12 per license notice mail. In other words, it's just transactional. They're not going to get any part of the license fees or anything else. Because, in truth and fact, there's not going to be anybody applying for a liquor permit that you don't already have on your books as a business. It's not going to be a surprise to anybody. This would go into effect January 1st.
So all this is...
That's for 3 years? I'm sorry, Mayor.
I think so. We talked about it last time. Tom, you remember the term?
Let me see our original.
It's on page 2-4.
3 years following the date of execution, yes. So we have the contract is currently signed without the liquor option. So this would just give me, if you'd give me the authority to sign that initial, that last line that allows us to process the liquor permits with Avenue. That's more or less what that's about.
We would still approve the liquor license here at the council?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, this is just for their application to process the permits. They still got to come here. They still got to go through.
Yep.
Yeah, y'all don't lose anything. I just
didn't want them issuing something we didn't.
No, it's a matter of they're already going online to do
the other one.
Occupational license renewals, and so this gives them an online place to apply for the.
I understand.
All right, do I have a motion to give me the authority to sign that last line on the tax administration agreement with Avenue?
I move.
Moved by Mr. Niesler.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Thank you. Personnel committee? I'm not aware of anything. Recreation committee? I'm not aware of anything. Police committee? Not aware of anything. Government Affairs Committee, Ms. B, can I stop you real quick?
Sure.
Real time, Blaine just told us that, did we win the award first place?
Yeah, we won first place.
So we won first place in the Community Achievement Awards at LMA for our bike program. So that's for all towns,
3,000
and less that submitted, so we won first place. A couple years ago, we did one where our sewer force main,
and
we just got like honorable mention or second place. So this year, we won first place. So thank you guys for supporting it.
For the COVID program?
We might have a while back.
It was a COVID program and with beautification.
Yeah. So thank you guys for supporting that bike program. And while we're on that, I think we're going to get some additional money from Dial to maintain the bikes as well as two additional bikes. So I hope we get that by the end of the year. All right, Ms. B, I'm sorry.
You're going to take advantage of that.
I'm sorry?
You're going to take advantage of that on the PR side, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to post that all up and make sure we... thank Dial. We're going to thank our business sponsors that gave us money through that Facebook campaign that they ran a while back without us really knowing. Mm-hmm. We're going to put signs up for them, too. Anyway, let's see. Consider a reappointment of Landmark and Heritage Advisory members Brian Falcon, Billy Abear, and Scarlett Calico.
This is just a routine matter because it's time for their appointments to be approved for another
lifetime
of fun. So I make the motion that we approve the reappointment of Scarlett Calicoat, Brian Falcon, and Billy Abear as
advisory members
of the Landmark and Heritage Commission.
All right. Got a motion by Ms. B.
Second.
Second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Consider Landmark plaque application 600 Lee Drive, Cyril G. Mook, Jr.
This application came in. The house was built in 1967. The lot was purchased in 1964, and it was the first lot sold by Mrs. Irma Touye in Courtney Estates. The house has 1,700 square feet living area, had a double garage that was converted a game room in 1980. It's a brick veneer, three bedroom, and there's a huge oak tree front yard. And we want to remember CG did serve as a fire chief for the volunteer fire department in the early 80s. And so we want to present a plaque at our next ceremony, so I move that we accept his application.
Yeah, got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois?
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Congrats, Mr. CG. All right, consideration of vetoed ordinances. I don't have any. Hearing and final action on ordinances. If you look in your packet, you have ordinance number 5 of 2020, adopting and enacting a new code for the town of Brule. That's our Muni code. Tom and I went over, Tom went through the book, did a great job for us. It's a lot, it's really time consuming. It's there if you guys want to read it. One good thing is if we do change permits, fees, all we have to do is pass a resolution to the table in the Muni code as opposed to changing a bunch of ordinances. So that is a positive about Muni code. So if we just want to change a fee, we can just make a resolution and change that table. Correct, Tom?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's one of the a good positive.
Because it's now in the, it's a structuring thing. It's yeah. Because it's in the appendix.
As a table.
As a table.
Yeah, so it should be easier to change.
It's taken everything out and said fees per...
The ordinance, you know, always refer to the table, yep. So yep. You just change yeah. The table.
Yep.
Just changing the table. This would go into effect January 1.
Yep.
The only thing that will be required to be advertised in the West Side Journal is 2 pages of the ordinance.
Hmm. Not instead of the whole book?
This would bankrupt us.
No.
That'll save us some money.
Yes. So, of course, any changes in the future will have to be advertised.
Yeah, like normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I have a motion to... for ordinance number 5, 2020, for Munico
recovery. You have to open a public hearing, man.
Before a motion?
Yes.
All right, we'll open up a public hearing. Anybody, public hearing is open. Anybody have any comments on our Munico book? Public hearing is closed. All right, we have a motion to accept ordinance number 5, 2020, for Munico.
So moved.
Right. Got a move by Mr. Andre, a second by Ms. Bourgeois. Comments from the council? Comments from the audience? Roll call vote, right? Roll call vote, Blaine.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
All right, thank you guys. I will get that moving. Introduction of ordinances, do we have any? Nope. Resolutions, I'm not aware of any. Police department report?
Last month we had 14 alarm calls, 3 calls for suspicious persons, 20 truancy investigations. We actually attended closer to 50 truancy meetings. The investigator only gets reported when we actually summons a parent for the missing school days. 1 battery, 18 miscellaneous complaints, 10 disturbances, 2 fires, 12 no insurance tows, 16 crash reports, 1 medical, 6 roadway hazards, 1 cruelty to a juvenile, 2 drug-related arrests, 2 thefts, and 12 public assists, 120 total complaints, 218 total citations, and 301 total violations.
So people thought of buying insurance. We went from 40 or 50 a month to
12. That's right.
Are they just scared to come to Brule?
They don't come to Brule.
They will not stop. That number dropped.
Thank you, Mr. Sothorn. Mayor's report, real quick. Of course, we won the award, so thank you guys for that. Congratulations to your council members, except for you, Mr. Richard. Thank you guys for running and your service to the public. Mr. Richard, thank you for your time here. We got one more meeting for you, though, by the way. The park process is moving along. The engineering company's looking at it. I got Entergy just going to do some study on burying those lines. Hurricane season still active. Shane and I talked about that today. I mean, we're as ready as you're going to be. We prepared for hurricanes 10 times, it seems like. Mr. Benoit, was your garbage can delivered? Okay, good. I have not discussed the additional pickup with Pee Wee. I'll get with that. Remarks of personal privilege, anything else? Anybody? Yes, sir, Mr. Kim. Yeah. All right, we'll take a look at them. Thank you, sir.
Tom, have you gotten any more progress on the triangle? Are you waiting on stuff from Ayers?
No, I'm still going through. Tom Salvo gave me about that much paper on the Ayers of the last now deceased heir that I was looking for. So I will have an answer in just a moment.
Anybody else?
Go see that, please.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right. Announcements. There will be no Veterans Day, unfortunately, at the town hall due to COVID-19. With that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Richard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Andre. All in favor?
Aye.
No. All opposed? Meeting's adjourned.
Hey, I need you to open the office so I can make a copy so I can give Rusty his copy. Thanks.